beautiful people. So I believe I've figured out my recording problem. So we're gonna do another test. For this one, we're gonna talk about MK Ultra. My sources are NPR.com, History.com, and SmithsonianMag.com. This one's a bit of a hot mess, so I'm going to do my best to keep things organized and for them to make sense. Anyway, Project MKUltra was a CIA program to see if mind control was possible as a result of the idea that the Soviet Union was doing it. And this started in the beginning of the Cold War. For anyone who doesn't know what the Cold War is, that was USA and Russia, like, I think we were threatening, like, major weapons, and then it never happened. So there was a lot of espionage and stuff going on instead of actual, like, warfare, which is why it was called the Cold War, because there wasn't any proper fighting. There's a lot of James Bondy stuff was going on. So yeah, it went from the 1950s to the early 1960s, and it was created and run by Sidney Gottlieb. Now, Gottlieb was a chemist who was already working for the CIA and was brought in specifically for MKUltra. The experiments were covertly funded at universities and research centers, as well as being fully conducted at American prisons and detention centers in Japan, Germany, and the Philippines. Those places were under American control at the time, which is why he was able to do the experiments there with, like, little legal issue. Stefan Kinzer, a journalist who investigated the program, wrote, "Gottlieb wanted to create a way to seize control of people's minds, and he realized it was a two-part process. First, you had to blast away the existing mind. Second, you had to find a way to insert a new mind into that resulting void. We didn't get too far on number two, but he did a lot of work on number one." So it actually sounds a lot like, if anyone watched Dollhouse, it sounds a lot like that. Dollhouse is really good. Everyone should watch it, by the way. Kinzer also mentioned, due to this being a super top secret program, the number of participants was not kept. He says, "We don't know how many people died, but a number did, and many lives were permanently destroyed." And ultimately, Gottlieb decided mind control was impossible. Now let's take a quick break before we get into the specifics and all, like, the nonsense that happens afterward that's hard to keep track of. So we'll be right back. And we're back. My boys are being very, let me say that again. The executive producers are being very barky. So I will do my best to take them out of the recording. But if you happen to get a little bork in there, I apologize. Now, the experiments included psychedelic drugs, paralytics, and electroshock therapy. The drugs involved were LSD, ecstasy, mescaline, heroin, barbiturates, meth, and psilocybin, or magic mushrooms. And part of the whole MKUltra thing, there was this thing called Operation Midnight Climax, where the CIA hired prostitutes to bring men back to CIA safe houses, where they would dose the men with LSD, and the CIA operatives on the other side of a two-way mirror would watch. This is a weird quote and I don't understand. But, like, he says, "Of course, I was a very minor missionary, actually a heretic, but I toiled wholeheartedly in the vineyards because it was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, and cheat, steal, deceive, rape, and pillage with the sanction and blessing of the All Highest?" Like, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? And he wrote it in 1971, so, like, there shouldn't be some weird old English, like, nonsense going on. I'm guessing he was drunk when he wrote this, because I know there was drinking while this was going on. Right. So now we have a CIA cover-up. Frank Olson was a CIA scientist. In 1953, at a CIA retreat, he had a cocktail laced with LSD. He died a few days later, having fallen out of his hotel window, and it was ruled a suicide. In 1994, the family wanted a second autopsy done, and the forensic team found injuries that likely happened before the fall, so he was probably assassinated. So that's just kind of like weird offshoot CIA stuff. Now, well, let's bring it back to the like main MKUltra nonsense. But like this stuff still had to do with MKUltra. It's just weird side stuff. I told you this was going to be really all over the place. So yeah, back to the LSD. There were like some supposed volunteers for the LSD part, which included Ken Kesey, the author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Robert Hunter from The Grateful Dead, the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, and Boston mobster James Joseph Whitey Bulger. And while Whitey did actually volunteer, he was a prisoner and was told he was getting an experimental treatment for schizophrenia. So he volunteered for a certain thing. What he got was completely different, and they thought it was okay because he was a mobster in jail. So yeah, what actually happened was Gottlieb was finding out what the long-term reactions to LSD were. So Whitey got a dose of LSD every day for a year, and it like messed him up. He thought he was going insane, and afterwards, when he found out what was actually happening, he threatened to find Gottlieb and kill him, which seems like a fair response. Now, to bring this back to our previous episode of Unit 731, it seems that MKUltra was inspired by the Nazis and the Japanese Unit 731. So where I get this from was the CIA had, the CIA also had the Nazi and Japanese scientists come to the U.S. so they could discuss their initial findings and get help and help get MKUltra started. And basically the CIA had Nazi advisors for all of this. So how I believe Unit 731 was involved was the initial website didn't like explicitly say that it was 731, but they did say that it was the Japanese vivisectors, people who did the vivisections, which was what all 731 was like about, and just horrible torture and whatnot. So I've kind of made that connection myself. I don't have a lot of evidence for it, but it kind of makes sense, especially with I don't remember who it was. Whoever said that it was, they weren't going to press charges because we would lose any good information from whatever they found out for healthcare. And like, no, they didn't press charges because they wanted their help. But yeah. Eventually, though, MKUltra was shut down when Gottlieb's boss, Richard Helms, was removed from his position as director of the CIA. So Gottlieb figured his time was up and promptly destroyed all records he could. Fortunately, there were enough he missed, and others were able to piece together what he had done. After another journalist had published a story on the CIA doing illegal shit in general, President Ford set up a commission to investigate the CIA. Within this, the Church Committee was put together, and they did a larger investigation involving the general abuses of the CIA and found documents relating to MKUltra. And apparently they also found assassination plots for, like, foreign leaders. Plots to assassinate foreign leaders. Now, a Senate hearing in 1975 to 76 concluded, quote, "The research and development program, and particularly the covert testing programs, resulted in the massive abridgments of the rights of American citizens, sometimes with tragic consequences. The deaths of two Americans can be attributed to these programs. Other participants in the testing programs may still suffer the residual effects. The nature of the tests, their scale, and the fact they were continued for years after the danger of surreptitious administration of LSD to unwitting individuals was known demonstrate a fundamental disregard for the value of human life. This is all bad. Y'all knew it was bad, and you kept going anyway. So that's even worse. Everything is bad. That should be my tagline. That should be my tagline for this podcast. Everything is bad. In 1976, Ford issued an executive order prohibiting, quote, experimentation with drugs on human subjects, except with the informed consent in writing and witnessed by a disinterested party of each human subject. So it took till 1976 for them to be like, hey, don't test drugs on people without them knowing and everyone knowing what's going on. So yeah, I couldn't find a lot on like the actual experimentations that were going on, probably because it was super top secret government program, and like almost all of the data was destroyed, which also is not a good look. I know MKUltra is like a big conspiracy theory, and people are still like, hey, all these people have been MKUltra'd and they're sleeper agents and whatnot. I don't know if that's like actually accurate or if it's just a conspiracy theory. It's interesting. It's an interesting idea, at least. But yeah. So that's one of the bad experimentations. Cause really you shouldn't be doing mind control. It's not a good look. Cool. So the next episode's gonna be super spooky scary. And I'm gonna post it on Halloween. So you'll get a bonus episode this Saturday. And then you'll get an episode on Monday. Don't know what that's gonna be yet. I'm probably gonna do the research and notes for that tomorrow, which will be Sunday. So the day after this comes out. But yeah, I'm very excited for the next episode. The next episode's gonna be a wild ride. So get ready for that. I will give you all of the content warnings though beforehand, because it's gonna be a doozy. Right, so I'm Ren Shepherd, and this is why we can't have nice things. Feel free to reach out to me. Y'all, I made my first dollar, and it's all thanks to you guys. I'm very excited and like so proud of myself. So yeah, hit me up on Twitter through Gmail. I'd love to hear from you guys. Tell your friends to listen. And yeah, so I'll catch you later. Bye. So basically,